Welcome to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. On this show, I interview top sports entrepreneurs, athletes, and executives who are shaping and many times changing the overall sports industry. Today, we are speaking with Stephen Webster and Blake Whitcomb. The CEO and Blake is the VP of sales at Ascensei, the award-winning fitness technology company, and now a 76 Capital portfolio company. Stephen and Blake, welcome to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks, Wayne. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Really excited to have both of you on the show, Stephen and Blake. I mean, first of all, again, welcome to the 76 Capital family. My partner, Chad Stender, and my other partner, John Powell, and the rest of the team are really excited to have you and your overall team as an investment company of ours here at 76 Capital, and just thrilled to start working with you.
Well, likewise, we were delighted to be introduced, and I'm sure we'll talk about that, and delighted to be part of the portfolio.
I mean, look, Lauren said to me when I did this interview that her name was going to come up in the first minute, but I think it was like...
So we should do that.
Lauren Fallows from Forte, she's amazing. We will absolutely talk about her, but before let's get into it a little bit, Stephen. I mean, let's talk about what is Ascensei and how did you come up with this whole idea and create this business?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the soundbite, Ascensei is the easiest way for third parties to add form tracking and form tracking powered experiences to their products. And, you know, how we came up with this idea, you know, I'm three things. I'm a technologist, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm fanatical about coaching sport. And Ascensei just brings those three things together. And, you know, I've always, I've faced the problem both as an athlete and as a coach of how do you learn remotely? How do you do physical exercise remotely? And it's been an itch I've scratched for a long, long time. And I'm sure we'll get into it more, but my last real job was at Microsoft, and I was working very closely with teams like Microsoft Connect and on wearables and on connected health. And as a recovering entrepreneur, I sold my first company to Adobe. I knew I wasn't for long at Microsoft. I knew it was just a stepping stone to starting another company. And I just got really excited that a number of technology trends and market trends were happening that I thought I could solve the problem of making human movement something that a machine could be taught to understand. And then I just, you know, we'll get into who the co-founders and stuff are, but I just started making some calls and doing something I'm quite good at, which is convincing people to join me on a quest. And so that's what we did.
Well, I'm excited to go into all the details. And just real quick, I mean, Blake, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our audience and your a little bit of your background and your role at Ascensei today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background's heavily in sports performance. Worked in that field for over a decade. Originally starting in collegiate strength and conditioning, working with team sport athletes at the university level, and kind of over my career, I've worked with, you know, multitude of different levels, Division II, Division I, private sector youth. And then over the last 5 years, I was with a company called Vicon Motion Systems. They're a global leader in optical motion capture technology. And there I led the sports science business development side of our wearable solution. The wearable solution was really working with elite sport, kind of your major four sports in the U.S., designed around lower extremity rehab. So heavily involved in kind of the sports science teams with those staffs. And then that's what really led me here to Ascensei was the ability to combine kind of all of my passions and all of my experience in high level elite sport coaching to general population fitness, optical motion capture, wearable motion capture, and using that core kind of technology to leverage these experiences with the partners that we are fortunate to work with.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen, it's really interesting, you know, to hear a little bit of your background, which I definitely want to go into a little bit further, but tell us a little more about how Ascensei got started, your other founders, and sure. when did this all come together for you?
Yes, I love the expression, like, never mistake a clear line of sight for a short distance. And that kind of summarizes the journey quite well. We started, we quit our jobs in 2014. So like I said, I was with Microsoft. And in 2014, I actually called my CTO and said, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And he said, give me a month. I'll take a month off. He was contracting. He'd exited his previous company. He was just contracting. He's like, give me a month. And I remember standing at the gate for Virgin America in Seattle. And there's a video that won't download quickly enough. He's like, you've got to watch this. And basically, he'd solved a key problem that was a will we, won't we start the company. And I just remember standing in the gate at Virgin America in SeaTac. I was like, that's it. I'm going to quit. We're going to do this. And I just spent that whole flight home obsessing about the company. So I have two co-founders. My chief technology officer, who I just spoke about, Bill Berger. I actually know Bill through sport coaching. He and I were both karate coaches at the opposite ends of the country. I was in Edinburgh in Scotland. He was in London. So we kind of met through coaching karate on the circuit together. But he was an entrepreneur. He had a technology company in speech recognition. So he started an IPO, a speech recognition company, which is deeply relevant to the movement recognition that we're doing with Essensi. And then our chief product officer and my second co-founder, Ross Arnott. Ross and I were at university together. We have personal NDAs. We were at university together. We shared a house together for 3 years. We were on the same course. And when we graduated, we both went to work for the same chip design. We were hardware engineers. We both went to work for the same chip design company that had spun out of the university. He stayed in that company his entire career. Ross has put chips in products from iPods, for Apple, for Samsung Galaxy Gears, for Microsoft Kinect. So he's just really good at that kind of intersection of hardware design and software, which serves us really well with our connected fitness customers. That was the kind of core team, and it was the three of us for a very long time. We're not a team of managers, we're a team of like leaders and doers. And we got quite far before we decided, okay, this is a venture scale business and we're going to go and seek some venture capital, which was around 2018, about 4 years later.
So when it gets to this point, I mean, who are some of the customers that you work with now? And really just you kind of break it down for, what does a sensei do for the overall fitness industry?
So when you've made human movement something that is legible and teachable and understandable to a machine, you've got an embarrassment of opportunities of things you could do. I think a lesson I've learned along the way has been, when everything's equal, nothing's important. Like, you really have to focus. I think you speak about that a lot with startups. You really need to focus. So Blake came on board. Blake, I think we should be opening champagne. It's like almost a year ago to the day. But when Blake came on board,
we'll add that it'll sort of happen in the middle of the,
make sure it's from Napa for me. When Blake came on board, we sat down and said, like, let's be very disciplined in our account strategy and let's really just focus in just now, because we can work with physical therapy. We can work, 80% of Americans are deskless in a physically demanding job. We call them the industrial athletes. Digital fitness, streaming fitness, in-person fitness that needs to be digitized. But we decided, let's really focus and, the first marks we put on the, the first brands we kind of put on the website, let's make them connected fitness companies, companies that are in market or coming to market, where for acquisition and retention of customers, they have to personalize the experience. So Blake, this is all your hard work. So do you want to maybe talk about, two or three of the customers as examples of what we're doing?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of customers in development right now that we're really excited to talk about when they launch. A few that are, public. One would be Speed Fitness, the guys out of Chicago that have developed a really innovative connected strength device. It's a cable-based machine that's got a mechanical motor that allows you to do really versatile kind of variable strength performance. So, heavy eccentric loading, isokinetic fixed speed loading. And they're really targeting elite sport all the way down to general population. And so kind of the first machine on the market that can reach, into your elite sports while still being something that, a family member could be training on. And so we're really excited to be working with them. They are going to be implementing us for things like form correction in real time feedback while we're training on the machine, as well as a couple other kind of bookended experiences to the typical kind of training that they're going to be doing.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second on that. I mean, so in a way, what you're describing is that you, as a user, as you're working out and using this machine, the machine is actually seeing you do what you're doing, so that, and as if there's an instructor in the room telling that person, like, hey, you know, make your arm straight or move it left or right, or like that sort of thing. I mean, so that's an unbelievable experience that the Asensei technology can make these machines even smarter.
And Blake, I'll pass back to you in a second, but you know, those were the fundamental inventions. That's why we went away for 4 years and didn't spend time with customers. We spent time, you know, engineering platform. Is problem number one was, how do you capture human motion and human performance? And we do it in two ways. We either do it, one, using cameras and computer vision to capture your skeleton, much like a Microsoft Kinect. The second, which we did first, and I'm really glad we did it first, is connected apparel. So we can put sensors inside your regular sports apparel. So I live in a future where one day you'll pull on Nike apparel, Under Armour, Lululemon, and it will be powered by Asensei, and the voice of the athletes and the coaches that inspire and motivate you will be in your ear, coaching you and guiding you and correcting your form. So that's the journey we're on, and that's the journey we're bringing everyone along with us on. So yeah, the work that we're doing at Speed is computer vision, Blake, to use the camera on the machine to personalize and give real-time form feedback, just like a coach is over your shoulder. So sorry, Blake.
I have to ask you guys then. So I guess, Stephen, you go first. I mean, who do you want whispering in your ear when you're working out? Like, who is the athlete that you want to be talking to you?
Oh, you know, I think about this a lot. You know, as a kid growing up, I mean, I played a lot of sports growing up, right? But I was the kid in hand-me-down hockey jerseys. My uncles both played ice hockey for Team Great Britain. And so I'd be there. Actually, my first ever jersey was a Philadelphia Flyers jersey, but that's another story. But, you know, I would have my Oilers shirt on, the 99 on the back, and I'm imagining I'm Wayne Gretzky as I'm, like, shooting pucks from plywood into the net. As a martial artist, like, I had my heroes posters and, you know, workout routines from magazines taped up in the garage as I'm hitting my punch bag. Those are the voices I wanted in my ear. I mean, I think from a sports marketing perspective, you know, a big opportunity is, how do you take someone who's been brought on board as a brand ambassador and turn them into a coach? How do you turn content marketing into interactive coaching? You know, that's kind of the future we live in. Right now in connected fitness, you know, it's about personalizing the experience with the athletes and coaches that you have on that product and that platform. But yeah, I fully expect my son, when he's older, to pull on a Golden State Warrior shirt and have Steph Curry in his ear, fixing the three-point shot, because his dad ain't going to fix it for him. So.
That's awesome. Blake, how about you?
I mean, I think the thing that excites me more than, you know, maybe even Steph Curry in my ear is that Steph Curry in my ear could learn from my own mistakes or my own corrections. So it doesn't need to be the same cueing that everybody's experiencing. It needs to be, it's going to be personalized, so that, you know, when Steven and I are on the basketball court, we're going to have pretty evenly bad jump shots, but things that you're going to be cueing us on. And that's what's really exciting, because now it's not only your favorite athlete, but it's like they're thinking about what you need in that moment and delivering that.
And how are you going to do that? Like, how does that even really work? I mean, what's the sort of the background or the backstory of how those things, how that can even happen?
I mean, that's literally the platform. That's literally the technology platform we've built. You know, the DNA of the founders is coaches. I mean, I coached University of Edinburgh's Karate Club for 10 years. I wrote the syllabus. I wrote the teaching syllabus. I took the club, you know, people that came in as freshers, you know, freshmen in their first year, never done karate in their life. 4 years later, they're black belts. They're national champions. They're, you know, in some cases, they're representing Uruguay and Spain and Poland in their respective categories. And so, like, we have a deep passion for, like, how do you break down the teaching of sport or the teaching of fitness? How do you break it down into parts Because oftentimes people think of coaching as like, well, it's just an art. I just know. It's like you don't. You're following a method. There's a very structured approach to teaching movement from fundamentals and skill building. And so that's how the, well, without giving away too much of the secret sauce, that's how Essensi works. We look at somebody's movement. We're able to assess for that particular exercise or movement, whether they're rowing on a rowing machine or whether they're doing a deadlift. We can look at them and say like, ah, I see what I need to teach next. And is, am I teaching that just by bringing something to your attention? Like, you know, Wayne, could you just pop your shoulders back a little bit? Great correction. That would be your experience, right? Or I may go down a path and say, actually, you're not ready to do this exercise yet. Let's regress. Let's learn another fundamental exercise first. So Essensi's ability to kind of watch your movement and then take you down a teaching path and bring you the coaching that the coach has told us they would have coached if they'd been in the room and saw you. That's fundamentally what our platform does. So it's super powerful. And you know, I think one of our big advantages is the speed at which we can train the platform. So we're able to do things in an hour that take other companies several weeks with, you know, thousands of hours of video of other athletes doing movements. We've got that down to hours and minutes. So our ability to sit down with a coach and bring their knowledge and expertise into the system so that it can coach on their behalf, you know, that's our secret sauce.
That's amazing. And Blake, I cut you off a few minutes ago on some of the amazing customers and partners that you have with Essensi. You talked about speed and I'd love to hear about some of the other ones.
Yeah, another one that we're very excited about would be Clymer. Clymer has an interest in both on-machine and off-machine exercise modalities. So on-machine is kind of a standard use case of form and posture on a set training modality, a rower, a bike, a vertical climber in this use case. But one of the really unique things is that now when we get off of those machines and kind of boot camp style workouts where we're doing floor exercises, strength exercises, there's this disconnect from the connected experience now to now I could be doing any type of training. And so we're really going to be focused on bridging that gap and kind of continuing the connected experience, even when you're off the machine. And in this example, it's another computer vision solution, but exciting one, because I think it opens the door for other brands and modalities to start doing more off machine training and more kind of circuit style bootcamp training in their programming.
And is that partially what you're doing now with Forte?
Yeah, so with Forte, we're really excited about these channel partners, and Forte is one of those where we're enabling them to deliver different experiences to their large customer base. So once we've enabled them with kind of this core motion capture capability, then they can start to design custom or kind of pre-designed solution accelerators for their customers. And one of those that we're doing with them is a movement screen. So if I've downloaded an app, I've logged into the app for the first time, paid my subscription, we want to be able to assess that person's movement quality before they go into a class, because then we can really personalize their training experience around their deficiencies in their movement, or maybe their advanced level of movement, so that the things like the exercise recommendations might be more advanced for someone that's got a lot of training experience, somebody that has, you know, poor shoulder flexion. We might want to help them mobilize their shoulders before we start doing overhead movements. And it starts to really lay this kind of long-term journey path as people go into platforms where we can start to curate like really personal content and things that are going to help them along their journey. So that's really the use case with Forte that we're excited to launch with.
You know, it sounds very serious, but I know, you know, through, you know, knowing you guys and the business in general, I mean, it's about this idea that you're actually making the fitness experience even more fun and more engaging. Right. That is that I'm correct in that, right?
You know, I'm 1,000%. I mean, I think that, you know, what are the customer problems that we're laddering up to? It's acquisition and engagement and retention. I mean, it's the three things that matter most, right? And I think about, like, again, like I almost every day I transport myself back to a stinky hall in Edinburgh where I was coaching karate. And I think about, like, how did I get people for 4 years, three times or four times a week, to come and take a lesson with me and come and take a karate class? And it's not just about the content, right? And that's kind of where digital fitness is today. It's like, well, the content's good. It's like, it's the way you deliver the content. I mean, we won, you know, 10 national championships in a row. And for the first 6 months of every year, I only allowed one technique to be used in competition. You were only allowed to throw a reverse punch. And people are like, you're insane. Like, how can you just teach people one punch? I'm like, I'm not just teaching one punch. I'm using lots of drills and exercises and games to teach people distancing and timing and tactics. And so it was about the different ways we could teach. And that's what Essensi allows our brands to do. I mean, here's a great example, Wayne. How many times, like in a fitness class or something, have you and I maybe been like, hey, everybody find a partner, stand in front of your partner. You guys are going to do as many squats as you can in a minute. You do 10, then your partner does 10 and tag them in, and you guys are going to go back and forth. You can't do that today on a Peloton. You can't do that today on a Tonal because it's a single user experience. With Essensi, I can form track each of us. So I can see you do your 10 and then say, Stephen, it's your turn. And so now we've got this engaging community, fun experience. We're competing against other people. So it's not all, to your point, it's not all serious, like, you know, straighten your back leg and like lift your shoulders. That's just the onboarding, teach you something you've never done before. We can deliver really innovative class formats and kind of, and then I think, you know, Blake, actually, I'm going to pass this to you, Blake, because you gave me this expression and I stole it and I use it all the time. So I'll give you credit for it. But why don't you talk to Wayne a little bit about our thoughts on progression for retention?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes from my background with, you know, you have 40 cross-country athletes in a weight room. Like, how do you get everybody engaged and everybody kind of coming back and motivated every training session? And it's a really tough problem. Everybody likes to learn in different ways. And so I think one of the things that was always core for me was that if you can take them through a journey and a progression where they're seeing improvement, their fitness is improving, their strength is improving, their mobility is improving, and there's these checkpoints and congratulation points along the way, that's super powerful for people's self-esteem and then their motivation for coming back and the just general relationship they have with the training. And so that's something that we're really always pushing forward with our brands, is like, how can we leverage Essensi to really take people on this journey where they have this passion about the platform. It's like, man, I'm getting so much better on this, and it's year three and I'm not bored with the platform, and I don't have this kind of need to be trying a bunch of different things. I'm just focused on what's working for me. So yeah, that's kind of, I think, core to the coaching piece for us.
And it takes the 100 rides, the century rides to the next level, right? And I, you know, as a martial arts coach, I think of it as white belt to black belt. You know, everybody was focused on, they want that next belt. And once they get that next belt, it unlocks all the, like, the new techniques that they're going to get to learn, you know, to train for their next belt again. And so, you know, I think the Japanese invented gamification of sport when they introduced the belt system, first into judo and then into karate. And that's what we're able to unlock, is those kind of experiences.
Yeah, it's amazing. So just one other clarification, I think it would be good for everybody, is when you say that the Essensi will help you, do you hear that from a voice, or do you hear, is it written, like, is it typed out on the screen, like, how is, no, it, yeah. Is it translated directly to the user?
No, it's a very important question, actually, because we didn't talk about this. So we are a software development kit, so we work with the engineering teams in connected fitness products or digital apps and give their engineering team the software kit that they need to implement the kind of things Essensi can do with no understanding of how it does it. It just kind of works, right? And where we draw the line is, we don't impose the user experience. So we don't say you have to have a button here, or you have to have a label here, or you have to have this particular voice here. We surface the information needed for them to control the user experience. Because in the world of digital, your user experience is a reflection of your brand, and you want that to be distinctive. So, you know, so for instance, some of our customers, you might display a correction on screen, or you might display something on screen if you're standing in front of a screen. For a lot of sports, you spend most of the time not actually looking at the screen. Yoga, you're as likely to be looking at the ceiling or the floor as you are to be looking straight in front of you. So we deliver the ability to put a voice in your ear. Essensi tells that voice what to say, can pick pre-recorded audio out of a content library. Some of our customers are actually working with you've maybe seen some of these kind of deep fake technologies where you can take Obama's voice but make him say anything in text to speech. So those technologies, some of our customers are using those so they can have the voice of a coach but make the coach say something dynamically. So yeah, we're giving our customers control over the user experience. But as coaches, we have a strong point of view on the difference between good coaching and bad coaching. And we try to bring in the sports science of coaching, because the worst user experience would be a machine barking at you, telling you every single mistake you made, you know, sit up tall, sit up tall, sit up tall, sit up tall. So a lot of the thoughtfulness that's gone into our SDK is how to deliver a coaching experience that's rooted in the best practices of actually coaching an athlete. One simple example would be when we observe you do a technique wrong, that's one thing. But when we see you do it right and we congratulate you and we anchor that with a cue. So I'm like, Wayne, great punch. You locked your hips at exactly the right moment. Nice one. I've now anchored correct with a positive emotion. We don't know another platform on the market that thinks about coaching like that. It's all, you know, computer says bad as opposed to coach says well done. And so you'll see a lot of that in the experiences that our customers deliver, that they're anchored in really good best practices that we're instilling around what's good coaching and what's not good coaching.
That's really amazing. I love the whole idea of giving people positive reinforcement. I mean, that's a really important thing.
So we need to be fun.
Absolutely, especially when it's Steph Curry telling you that you're good, right? So when you think about the future, think about, you know, what is the future for a sensei?
Yeah, so this is how I always tell people this. I mean, if you were to walk into Best Buy, and there's a bunch of TVs on the wall, and some of these TVs have Dolby Vision, or some of them have Dolby Atmos audio, or you're looking at a sound bar, and there's one with Dolby Atmos and there's one without, or you're going to the premiere of your favorite movie, you know, the new Star Wars movie or the new Top Gun movie, and at 7 o'clock it's in theater four, and at 7:15 it's in theater five and Dolby surround sound. I keep dropping Dolby. You know, Dolby is a brand that stands for the best audio visual quality. Yep. And so you'll buy the Dolby TV, you'll buy the soundbar with Dolby Atmos, you'll wait for the ticket in the Dolby cinema or the Dolby theater. And so, you know, where will Essensi be in 5 years' time? Will be that kind of brand. Because now if you're Samsung or Sony or LG and you're making televisions or soundbars, you have to license Dolby because enough of your customers understand that that's part of their purchase decision, that they're buying this for a great AV experience. And so we're very focused on making sure that as we work with our customers, we're elevating the experience of their product in a way that people understand it's because it's powered by Essensi. And so in 5 years' time, you know, I expect us to be an ingredient brand where people are looking for the Essensi logo on the startup screen. They're looking for it on the box. And we're a must-have ingredient in, you know, digital fitness, digital sport, and digital health products.
Well,
Essensi,
it's going to be a household name. Say it again, you know, and I think that is really incredible. I mean, when you think about, you know, for both of you guys, I mean, you think about, you know, brands or just things that are that have really inspired you, or even a mentor, you know, in your career. Is there someone that something or someone that has really been a real inspiration in your life to help you get to where you are today?
Blake, I'm going to let you go first, and then I'll go after you. I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, early in my career, I had a strength and conditioning director at Cal State Fullerton. His name's Isaac Salazar. You know, took a chance on a young coach at the time and gave me an opportunity there. But I think one of the things that I've taken from that experience into the business world and into, you know, what we do here is that he was really about building teams, internal business teams for the organization around kind of supporting his weaknesses and kind of, you know, betting on people that had different skill sets than he did. And so that's been something that's really, you know, done me well as I've gone through my career in coaching and in sports tech is, you know, betting on teams, joining teams like a sensei where, you know, there's people that have, you know, what we kind of call their own superpower and kind of with our powers combined really creates this really fantastic organization to work for and fantastic product to be bringing to market.
And I think for me, Wayne, I mean, I alluded at the top of the call, I sold my first company to Adobe, and like, we knew all, like we knew everything. Like we're this like tech startup in a new space. And it was incredibly humbling and incredibly rewarding to join a company. I've got to say, it's still the fondest part of my career, apart from what I get to wake up and do now, was building a grounds up organization inside of Adobe. I got to build the consulting organization, you know, from zero to thousands of people worldwide. And, you know, Adobe was just such a tremendous company with such a culture of innovation. And to your point, a brand that if you're a creative, you absolutely know who Adobe are. They're on your resume. I mean, Blake and I have joked about that before. How quickly will it be until someone has a Sensei on their resume? That's like that's a metric for us, is people are touting their familiarity with a Sensei on their resume. So, I'm part of an incredible diaspora of alumni from Adobe who have gone on to create great companies or become investors or become, you know, CEOs of public companies. And it's a group that just inspires me. I'm part of the group and I have to show up as part of the group. And it's a great network of talent that's available to me. So many lessons I could share, but that time inside Adobe just kind of really, from a business and startup side, just really influenced, how I think about bringing technology to market, how I think about building companies. And latterly, you know, my last job at Adobe was find the next $1 billion opportunity. It's now known as the Adobe Marketing Cloud, but I got to be part of that team from day zero. And it was just a phenomenal learning experience. I'm humbled to have had.
Well, that's amazing. As we start to wind down our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, it's really been amazing to have, you know, Stephen Webster and Blake Whitcomb from Asensei, the company that it's going to be like Dolby, and if you're in sports or you're doing anything around fitness or doing anything around training, you're just going to know Asensei in the future, and that's what you guys want, right?
100%. Powered by Asensei.
that's what it's all about. So when you know, is there anything you can, as we start to, you know, end here, you know, is there something that you could share with us, something exciting that may be coming down the path or something that we should keep our eye out for over the, you know, during this upcoming fall of 2022?
From us or from the industry or just like new TV shows or?
Well, let's not do TV shows, but
maybe. Yeah, I was going to do TV shows, yeah. So I think a couple of things, like I said at the beginning, you know, my ask of Blake was stay very focused and really focus on connected fitness companies. There's a great saying in martial arts, actually, to turn when pushed, but enter when pulled. And we've been pulled many times into different areas. And so, you know, we've spoken a lot today about connected fitness, but we have customers in physical therapy. We have customers in the industrial athlete. But one area that we're very excited about is the digital transformation of fitness isn't just about apps and connected fitness hardware. But I'll use your Dolby TV as an example again. Like if you've got this killer system at home with a great TV and a great picture and great sound, and you go to the cinema and it's not as good as the experience you've got at home, that's unacceptable, right? So the cinema experience levels up because the digital experience did. That's happening in fitness today. Connected gyms and connected studios, if we're getting these incredible experiences that movement screen us during warm-ups and bring us, you know, personalized coaching cues based on our mobility and substitute exercises that we're not ready for and progress us when we're advanced, then I want that experience when I walk into my Orange Theory Fitness or my Row House or my Yoga 6, or like I want the same experience. So we're heavily involved in a number of pilots with boutique gyms and fitness studios and connected gyms and studios where the camera won't be on your cell phone. It'll be the same 5 or 6 cameras on the roof that you might use for security, form tracking everyone in the room at once and delivering elevated in-person experiences that are powered by digital. So I can't wait to talk to people about some of the pilots that we're doing. But, you know, we're not just part of the elevation of the digital experience. You know, we're going to have our fingerprints and have our logo on the door of in-person experiences that are like something you've never seen before. So that's what I'm excited about.
Well, we certainly love that at 76 Capital. We're all about the convergence of the physical and digital worlds. You know, exactly. That's what it's all about, right? Bring the digital to the physical and the physical to the digital. And that's...
You're speaking our language, Wayne. You're speaking our language. That's perfect.
Well, again, Thank you both of you so much for joining the show, Stephen and Blake, and sharing all the amazing things that you're doing at Ascense. Thank you so much for joining our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show, and wish you guys both a lot of luck. Look forward to spending a lot of time together, and you know, just go out there and just go make it happen, because that's what you got to do. That's what it's all about. Thanks,
everybody. Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you.